This is Ian Plested at the Guildford Spectrum. After this afternoon's game, which was Guildford City versus Cinderford Town, the final score was 3-1 to Cinderford. I'm here with new manager Kev Rayner. Must be disappointed, but a good fight in the second half, I thought, and we were unlucky not to get back to 3-2 when the ball was cleared off the line.
Yeah, I mean, the pleasing thing is, obviously, the lads didn't give up and they kept going to the end. Obviously, pretty tight first half, sloppy penalty that put them in front. But second half, like, poor 10 minutes to go, 3-0 down. But other than that, I think the lads just didn't give up, had a good go. Got one, if they've got the second, who knows? Certainly put them under loads of pressure, had a couple of good chances, one off the line. And, you know, we could have got a little bit more than... Probably deserved a little bit more than a 3-1 scoreline, but then that's probably been happening an awful lot this year. And you just got to take the positives out of it and move on, basically, on to the next game.
Are you relishing the challenge to get us off the bottom?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's all about finishing third bottom. That's all we've got to do. The goal difference is really bad. And again, you got to forget that and just look that you need another point for that and set ourselves a target for a number of wins and have a go. I mean, clearly we need to get one or two in just to strengthen the squad up. And we'll have a good go. I'm confident that we'll get enough wins to get us sorted out. So
it seemed like the new players and Dean's players seem to link up quite well today. And it seems like they're playing some good football in places.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of last-minute business we're trying to do, obviously, Friday night. I mean, I spoke to Dean Thursday. I was desperately trying to get him to stay on and offered him some players and some help rather than him leaving, but unfortunately he decided to call it a day. I spoke to every single player. Some decided to move on. Even this morning at 11, 12 o'clock, people are deciding not to come when they were coming, so it made it really difficult, impossible to get other players in. But we got four or five in, and like I say, they all linked together well. You've got to credit some of the players that stayed around today. Walshy, the captain, gave a really good display, worked his socks off, as did the others. Josh Coxey, you know, it's frustrating, he needed a bit more support up there today. And but everyone put in a shift, and that's all you can ask. If people try their best and they give everything, that's all that you want to do. So, you know, the results will come from that.
As you were saying, Dean resigned, and everyone wanted him to stay, but it's one of those things in that you're free and you can come in. And you, as you were saying, you wanted to even to come in to help Dean, but out with the old and in with the new, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, I've been speaking to Dean the last couple of weeks, trying to get him some players and whatnot. No one wants to see the club where it is, obviously, and I'm disappointed that Dean decided to go. I mean, seriously, we were trying to get him some help, and but obviously I can see it's difficult if you're losing so many, many games, and he's felt the pressure. You know, I've just come in basically to see what we can do, and hopefully we can get a few more in and get us away from that bottom spot. I mean, the beauty at the minute is teams are turning up thinking they're playing a bottom-of-the-table side that they're going to roll over, and clearly we're not going to, so hopefully we can get some points on board and get us up that table.
Difficult game Tuesday, especially with the travelling on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's going to be, the next two games are going to be a task, but once we get them out of the way, it doesn't look too bad, and we'll see what we can do. And I'm sure we're only going to get better over the next month, and we'll see what we can do.
Are we going to be struggling to get a team out for Tuesday, or are we confident that we can do so and put in some performance on Tuesday?
No, I'm confident we get a decent side out. There'll be one or two that can't make it, obviously, because of the timing and the distance, but our team will be strong enough. We've got one or two others to come in, and we need that, and we'll certainly give Bishops a good game on Tuesday.
Thanks very much for your thoughts, Kev, and welcome back.
All right, thanks, Ian. Cheers.